I told you a couple of weeks ago on this show, get ready. If you're middle age and below, get ready because your parents and possibly your grandparents, maybe even your aunts and uncles, are going to be coming to live with you. This is a sad reality. And now we've got more facts to back up that statement. And there's nothing wrong with taking care of elderly parents, but we're talking people who can take care of themselves. Except the government has taken care of their ability to take care of themselves. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we hope that you'll amplify our efforts by sharing far and wide. And self-sufficiency, folks, I'm telling you, what you're going to hear here today is going to add to everything that I've been telling you. And you better get self-sufficient while you can afford to do so. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Wow, you get the food. Preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Here's what I'm talking about. We're at a tipping point, and you better have all these resources and more. You little tip here, things that lower your energy costs, things that you can inexpensively heat or cool your home with. You better be looking at these things. Because we're going to talk to you today about what's coming under the C40 UN cities. And we've been talking to you about we're going into world government, de facto world government, September 22nd and 23rd. And I'm telling you right now, folks, you better get ready. And this is why you better start with the food. America's at a tipping point, and you better prepare now because you don't have a lot of time to do this. 3 months supply. $300 off. They've never made a deal like this at My Patriot Supply ever. Okay. Ships free, in stock, lasts up to 25 years. And listen, people trust this. This is not a huge moneymaker for us. I don't push this on you because, gee, I want to go to Tahiti. That's not what this is about. This is about getting you prepared, partly. So you don't want to knock down my door in the middle of the night and get my storable food. And yes, I've got the storable food. Go to preparewithdave.com for restaurant quality food. Lots of diversity in the food, 2,500 calories per day. Because remember, you're eating to survive. And then you get this $300 discount. Yeah. Preparewithdave.com. Well, here's part of the catastrophe that's coming. And I want to give a disclaimer and a warning before I get into real numbers and talk about what's coming. The Democrats are such liars. They're blaming Trump for the economic problems now. And yes, he did acquire a $3.3 trillion debt, but that was almost exclusively due to the fact that we did COVID. Let's keep the economy afloat. Okay, that went on Trump's bill. Biden is $6.3 trillion, and he hasn't had any kind of an emergency to take care of. So don't let him lie to you. And what's going to exacerbate this is to the point of what we're talking about here. Why your parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles might be coming to live with you before they need to. Social Security runs out in 11 years. Medicare runs out in 9 years. But we have an extraneous variable. It's called Kamala Harris. She doesn't know the first damn thing about economics, or she wouldn't have been making those proposals of wage and price controls and $25,000 down payment assistance. I mean, she doesn't understand economics, and economists are turning on her. You're probably not going to hear any much more or anything about this again because Democratic economists are turning on her. So they're going to have to walk that back. But the reality is, people, is she's going to make this happen sooner because she's a communist. And this is what communists do. They drive up debt. They also increase the number of body bags for obvious reasons. Now, 9 years for Social Security, 11 years for Medicare. But listen to this. She wants Medicare for all. That's $45 trillion just for the indigenous population of the United States. We won't get 3 years. I told you rationed healthcare was coming, and this is in part proof that I'm right. But she doesn't want to stop there. She wants free healthcare for all illegals who haven't paid a dime into Social Security, haven't paid a dime into Medicare, and guess who's going to pay for it? You are. You are. We got maybe a year or two left of Medicare and Social Security if this monster becomes the president. Can you please play this for a Democrat? They don't want 55-year-old parents in good health to come live with them. Oh, and we're just touching one half of the equation. Today, we're also going to be talking about the C40 cities and what all these mayors and governors, mostly Democrats, some rhinos, are signing on to. And the governors, the mayors, it's terrible. It's terrible. And when you see this, you're going to go, gosh, we can't survive. That's correct. We can't survive. And it's time to back up and look at this in a sane fashion and say, no, no. Give Kamala and the Democrats their walking papers. I am not in love with the Republican Party. I can't stand the Republican Party in Arizona. It's corrupt to the core, with a few exceptions: Carrie Lake, Abe Amodei, Mark Fincham, a few others. Not many. Not many. We are so corrupt, but the Republicans will take you to Armageddon faster than the Democrats will. This buys us time where we can make mid-course corrections. This buys us time to maybe we can clean house as more people wake up and we rise up as one. Liberals, conservatives, independents, we rise up as one and say, none of us are going to get through this. None of us are going to keep our homes. None of us are. I'm going to go through the whole litany coming up. I'm not going to go through it all, but let me tell you, devastation is at the doorstep. And the trigger is Kamala Harris. The trigger are putting Republicans and Democrats in the House, the Senate. We can get some meaningful reforms in by maybe 4 or 5 years to this time getting our act in order. The Lord gave us Donald Trump by a miracle in 2016. We didn't take advantage. We thought he was the savior. Sit back, we're on easy street now, not realizing he needed us to help him with the deep state. I hope we've learned our lesson. Heed my warning. Your health care is going to run out. You are going to be severely rationed. You're not going to be able to afford it. Kamala Harris will put it in the hands of 50 million, and then more hordes will be coming. You're paying for it.